Beautiful Lies by Grant McFarlane.
When I had told Julie to leave, it didn't seem a big surprise for her. I had made it easier with my childish hysterics and self-absorbed tears. My heaving bouts of whining left little room for an explanation that I did not care for. On reflection, she had left hints throughout our brief dive into love. Mentions of her ex, over-attachment to her dog, and her disconcerting love-hate relationship with boats. Oftentimes, she would wake from a nightmare, sopping wet from sweat, her eyes darting frantically following her hands as she wiped the perspiration before coming to the realization that it wasn't actually water. She wasn't drowning. Everything is all right, I'd tell her, hugging her close and calming her down, her body like a limpet against mine. I'd tell her I loved her and nothing can harm her when she is in my arms. Still, it came as a piercing slap when she chose to tell me of the death of her ex on the boat in which he died, at sea, with her, while we were at sea. Apparently, they had had a tempestuous relationship where he would often berate her and force her to do things his way. It ended with her not doing those things, letting go of a line which caused the beam to strike him overboard, and then the boat drifted away while he drowned. I had saw the tears in her eyes and I had held her, briefly, before I blamed the non-existent yet sudden change in the weather for the reason to drop the sail and tie the boom. We weren't too far out and could use the engines to get us back to the harbour where we could discuss this without the wind in our ears. I had bellowed above that imaginary wind. She had just stared, slumped on the side. To this day, I remain conflicted on my interpretations of this tale. At that moment, my thoughts were self-preservation, perhaps too fearfully melodramatic to see that she was revealing a pain that she wanted me to embalm with my understanding and acceptance. Perhaps. On our return to land, the sullen silence from her retelling of the death continued through the drive home and into the house. Words tangled in my mind and never formed into thoughts clear enough to speak. Their fledgling stumbles towards coherence blocked by the doors labelled right, wrong, pain, love. This combustible confusion screeching sirens in my ears, revealing a scream from my mouth. Ah! Why did you have to tell me? It has nothing to do with me. It happened. It's over. I didn't need to fucking know. Now look what you've done. You fucking ruined us. Am I meant to go to the police now? Am I an accomplice if I don't? How do I know you weren't going to do the same on me? Why on earth did you choose to tell me on the same fucking boat? I hadn't told you, for I didn't want this to happen. I fell in love with you, and I wanted you to know. Selfish, perhaps, Julie sobbed as she left. I fell in love with you too. I just don't think I can handle this, I responded.